it's going to go on for a long time. But this one isn't, like, seriously, I've seen much worse offenders where it's just like, oh, crap.
But in terms of talking, we're talking. It's great to have this as a reference point, but we are talking about a whole new thing.
But it showed
like the boundaries. Here it is. It's only this piece of information that's going to be there.
One thing I thought would be really nice, actually, for your website was to kind of circumnavigate that, is to have no scroll bar. So have no, and just have every piece of information you need above the fold, which is hard thing to do, but it just means as soon as you look at it, you go, there's not any information I'm missing here. Everything that I could need is right in front of me. I don't have to kind of scroll down to find something hidden in press context. Oh, it's right down the bottom. Why is it there?
And luckily, I think it's good that we're used to tab. So even we don't want to have everything a tab open in the tab. I think we're more used to the idea that you could have another page, but just
like
have lots of tabs open in there, but some people have like two or three.
It's like unfashionable to have a splash page and then go in. And I quite like splash pages. I mean, okay, there's reasons for not having them, but there's a site called Raster Noton, and they do these kind of minimal glitch sort of recordings. And they always have like a splash page, and it's a different animation. So I quite like going on there because I know I'm going to get 2 seconds of a short animation, and then it will be the page.
As long as it presented you with something that was relevant. So even if you did have a splash page, it had the information about the festival on it, relevant information to it. And maybe something, as I said, I don't want to have. Right, I've already gone through one door. Finally, why do I have to go through another to get into?
But
I know what you mean.
Sort of taking it a bit more old school and saying it doesn't have to be a drag down. It's all right to just have it there and everything. I really like that idea. Just everything is on
your first page. Just being open, honest, and there's nothing else to kind of find or it's.
No truffle hunt.
I think the thing about links, a lot of people don't realise, if you run a website and you look at your analytics, quite detailed information, if you even have to click through once to something, the number of people clicking goes down like 80%. And if they click through again, you're taking away another 80% of that audience. So if you're burying something a couple of links away, you can be guaranteed, if you've got 1,000 people coming to your site, only 20 people are seeing that information. And if it's something important, then you need a way of bang, straight there.
Are we moving on to the next one, or?
Are you on the first one?
Second. Which one's the second one? Pick a number or two. This one's the first one.
What would compel you to visit the Fierce site year round?
The obvious answer is content.
Content is king.